Ladies and gentlemen, we've just acquired a quorum, and so consequently, welcome to the Senate Subcommittee on Educational Appropriations. Will the administrative assistant please call the roll?
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
Senator Mofford? Senator Bullard? Senator Galvano? Senator Legg? Senator Ring? Senator Simmons? Senator Stargell? We have a quorum.
Thank you. Quorum being present, the committee is called to order. Senator Legg has an excused absence. And senators, we have a short agenda today, and then we have some announcements at the end of the meeting. And I realize that some senators are having to present bills in other committees, so we're mindful of that. Let's go first to tab one, if we may. There is Senator Ring right on cue. Turn to tab one, committee substitute for Senate Bill 142. And Senator Ring, our timing is impeccable, or yours is.
3 hours.
Sir, you have whatever time you like.
Senate Bill, is this 142 on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This creates the For the Greater Good Attorney Student Loan Repayment Program for all attorneys working for a local, state, or federal government between 4 and 10 years. Goal of the program is to recruit and retain attorneys in the public sector. To be eligible, you must be a member of the Florida Bar, must work in the state of Florida, must be earning a salary of less than $65,000 a year, have had no bar disciplinary action. Your eligible attorneys will be awarded $3,000 a year for employment between years 4 to 6 and $5,000 a year for employment between 7 to 10 years. The program is to be administered by the Department of Education, and the program depends on state allocated funds. Bill, thank you.
Questions for the sponsor? Questions on the bill for the sponsor? Seeing no questions, we do, and we have no amendments, we do have appearance cards. Let's start with Nikki Freed, followed by Greg Pound. Ms. Freed. Thank you very much, ma'am. Greg Pound. And following Mr. Pound, Sheldon Guskey.
Thank you, Chair, fellow senators. I'd just like to bring to your attention this bill. I mean, I don't know if you see the problem that we're having with, attorneys. I mean, we have a separation of power clause now. I ran for sheriff against 3 attorneys in Pinellas County. And I've studied this in depth to find out why our framers put in a separation clause in our Constitution in order to have a check and balance in our system so we can stay this great nation that we began. And I just want to bring to your attention that if we're going to, I mean, everyone in the government takes an oath to defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And I mean, Patrick Henry was an attorney. He's the one who started, he was one of the ones who voiced give us liberty or give us death. And so I just hope that you could see that. I mean, if we're going to be paying for all these attorneys and they're going to be working for the government, so forth and so on, I mean, we have a major problem with, how can you go to law school and not understand the separation of power clause? I mean, it's one of the foundations of our country to keep us a free people. So, I mean, to be paying for their college and so forth, I mean, it'd be nice if all our college debts were paid for by the state. But, I mean, that's a part of earning. You have to pay to learn. And so I'm just saying that our country paid to learn through shedding of blood, and we have our Constitution that keeps us free so we don't have to have a revolution in our country again because of tyranny. So just think about it. Think about what's going on. And just look at your fellow members and all the attorneys that are coming in. And it's the same hand group. If you study our Constitution, it's really not complicated. With a computer, all you have to do is the knowledge is there. Understand why we have a separation of power clause, and look at all the attorneys coming in to the Senate, the House side, and so we have to check it ourselves. We can't look the other way. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. And next, Sheldon Guskey. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to testify on this bill? Anybody else from the public? If not, we're in debate on the bill. Any senator in debate? Senator is recognized to close. Having waived his close, the administrative assistant will call the roll on the bill.
Senator Bullard, Senator Galvano, Senator Legg, Senator Ring?
Yes.
Senator Simmons, Senator Stargell, Senator Mofford?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, and by your action, the bill passes. And now I'd like to turn the gavel over to our Vice Chair, Senator Mofford, to present a bill, please. Senator Mofford, you have the con.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, let's take up tab 2, Bill 962 on vocational rehabilitation. Senator Gates, you recognize, explain your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 962 requires the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation to develop and implement a performance improvement plan to achieve measurable outcomes and submit a performance report to the governor and the presiding officers of the legislature. These outcome measures and required data were developed cooperatively with the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. The director of the division helped craft this bill and testified in favor of it in Senator Legg's committee. Most of this policy passed as part of the 2015-2016 General Appropriations Act through proviso. These performance measures will expire on July 1, 2016, unless we codify them with this bill. The performance measures reduce wait time, increase services to disabled individuals so that they can receive services that meet their needs and lead to employability. And that's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any questions on this bill? Are there any appearance forms? Seeing we have none, is there any debate on this bill? Senator Gates, you recognize the close?
Waive close, sir.
Mr. President, waive is closed. Administrative Assistant, will you please call the roll on Senate Bill 962?
Senator Bullard?
Yes.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Legg? Senator Ring?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Mofford?
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 962 is reported favorably. Mr. President, you got the gavel back.
Thank you. Senator Ring.
Mr. Chair, before we get up from this meeting, I did have a bill today that on school district purchasing that, as you know, we're gonna TP for today. But I want, and basically, and usually it's with a few more crowds here, a number of, I want to say, individuals from the school districts came to me last night. They had some issues with the bill. And I can take one sec, because I want to try to bring this bill next week, but I just want to explain to the discussion we had last night was the concept of this bill that we're TPing today is to have DMS be able to school districts to work closer with DMS on school purchasing to hopefully create better prices. So what I told the districts and who's ever out there representing the districts is, you know, come with some language next week. There were some issues with the bill. I'm happy to work with anyone in the district, but the concept is going to be the concept, which is how can we're not taking purchasing away from school districts. We're just trying to say that we may be able to get a better deal from DMS and kind of push them towards that if we have a better, if DMS can negotiate better rates. So I know we're going to bring that back next week, but it was more for the audience to kind of just think through in the districts the best way to possibly do that, because I think the concept is something that is valid and probably just needs a little more work, which is why we're not going to do it this week.
Thank you, Senator Ring. Senator Mofford?
Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. Chair. Senator Ray, I'm always in favor of saving any money. I just wondered if you thought about expanding it, though. Why not colleges and universities, charter schools? I mean, our own offices, for example. I would like to talk to you about expanding the concept.
Let's fill up the seats next week, then.
Show the bill temporarily postponed. There are no other bills to be heard before the committee today. Mr. Leader?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion to be shown in the affirmative for the measure under tab 1.
Without objection, so ordered. There are no other bills to come before the committee today, but we do have a couple of issues that I want to underscore for committee members one more time. And that is, as you know, we've sent letters out to everyone who received legislative appropriations through the education silo last year. And the letters asked for simple accountability how the money was used, and how it affected student performance. As you know, the responses are in the appropriations suite, and they're available through our professional staff director, Mr. Elwell. Our staff has culled through the responses and has made those responses available to you. The train is leaving the station. Next week we'll make key decisions about appropriations from the legislative silo or from the education silo, and so consequently, if you have not had the opportunity, I know everyone's very busy, to review those responses, please do so, and please pay particular attention to those educational institutions and entities who chose not to tell us how they used the money and chose not to respond to how it affected student performance, or who gave very poor responses. I think it's very, very important that you pay attention to those, because they will not be on the chairman's list for appropriations for next year. So please be mindful of that, and take time, if you can, just to check with those responses, and be prepared to let us know your feelings, your views, about the many requests for funding that we have in view of what we all know, and that is that the state economist has reduced her revenue estimates by $300 million a couple of days ago, and so consequently, this is not the land of milk and honey. It is the years of trial and tribulation, if we could use those allusions. Also, Senator Monfort and I continue to make ourselves available to senators who wish to talk with us about their key legislative priorities in the education tranche. And as I said, the train will be leaving the station. So if there are issues, concerns, projects, areas that you believe we need to delete from funding so that we can fund other priorities, the hour is now, and the hour will soon pass. Are there any questions about that? If not, Senator Bullard moves we adjourn.